Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. There is a 10% chance of showers after 5 p.m., otherwise partly sunny today with a high near 70. Tonight, a 10% chance of showers before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 59. Breezy with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. And in the news, as expected on Tuesday, GOP lawmakers quickly adjourned Governor Tony Evers' latest call for a special session that Evers said would have created a pathway to overturning Wisconsin's pre-Civil War abortion ban. Shortly after 10 a.m. on Tuesday, Republican Senate President Chris Kapenga gaveled in and gaveled out of the session to a mostly empty Senate chamber. A little more than an hour later, Republicans convened and adjourned the session in the assembly over the vocal objections of several Democratic state representatives. That, according to a report in part from Wisconsin Public Radio Online News. Evers' latest call for a special session, which Republicans described as a political stunt aimed at distracting voters from issues such as crime and inflation. Still, Evers told reporters after the session adjourned that Republicans owed the public a discussion on once again legalizing abortion in Wisconsin, a position that polling has shown is popular in the state. It's a huge issue, Evers said, and we expect that state representatives will actually care enough about the will of the people and care enough about women's rights in the state of Wisconsin that they'd show up and do business, end quote. His latest proposal would have let Wisconsin residents propose citizen ballot initiatives, a process in place in about a dozen states around the country. The initiatives let residents in those states bypass their state legislature by placing proposed laws or constitutional amendments directly on the ballot. Because Evers' plan would have amended the Wisconsin Constitution, it would first have to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature. That means lawmakers would need to pass their proposal this year, and then the next state legislature elected in November would need to pass the identical plan in 2023. The proposal would then go before voters in a statewide election to decide whether they want to allow for ballot initiatives in Wisconsin. The soonest that could happen would be 2023. Again, information for this report is used here with permission from WPR News. The La Crosse Tribune is reporting that GOP gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels told supporters in Baraboo on Tuesday he is open to considering a flat income tax if elected this fall. Michaels, who faces Democratic Governor Tony Evers on November 8th, vowed to implement massive tax reform by lowering the income tax and eliminating the personal property tax on businesses. I'm going to sit down with all the smart tax people. We're going to figure out how low we can get the income tax, Michael said when asked if he'd support a flat income tax. Right now, it looks like we can get it to somewhere around 5%. Democrats and groups such as the Wisconsin Budget Project said eliminating the state's progressive income tax while increasing the sales tax would shift the tax burden away from the rich and onto those with low and moderate incomes. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.